It's Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second, we go as Shane Taylor will step in, the Utah Tech product out of Las Vegas, Nevada, as he sees a ball outside. So he's had 11 hits on 34 at-bats, batting a .324. Hasn't been at Witter Field since June the 8th. So back in Wisconsin Rapids as he's ahead in the count, 2-0. So slotted in at third base today. We've seen him at short, second, and also at third. So he's ahead 2-0 as Yeager finds a ball. So 3-0 count. Taylor way ahead in the count early. He's at a home run where he had a three-run shot. It's six RBIs and three runs as a 3-0. Upstairs for ball number four and outside. So Shane Taylor will take first and a leadoff walk for him on his first at-bat in a while. So Logan Hugo back in the lineup once again, who's had eight hits on 41 at-bats, batting a .195. So putting that right field today, the Eastern Michigan product from Essexville, Michigan. So the right-hander of Hugo. Coming set and serving is Yeager. Finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. Hugo looking back towards the dugout for some signals. No balls, a strike, as Taylor slides back in safe as a pickoff attempt over from Yeager to Kelly at first. Taylor slides at first and is a little shaken up afterwards. Maybe hit his nose or perhaps dirt in his eyes. He seems to be okay. No balls, a strike. Logan Hugo will step back in the right-handed batter's box. 0-1 count. Taylor, the leadoff at first. Yeager sets and serves the 0-1 as the check swing. Did he fully come across? And first base umpire said he did, 0-2. Chris Wirt at first base. Gary Glover at the home plate. And Brandon Hastings at third base. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Ross at second. Flips it over to Council. And then one more at first to Kelly for the double play. So a 6-4-3 double play for the Chinooks. And they get two down as Chris Conniff is due up. Excellent play from Ross. Flips it to Council. And then delivers a one more throw to Kelly at first. Two down, bottom two. As Chris Conniff, batting a .302 with 13 hits, 5 RBIs. He also had 8 runs. So the Wagner product, all Northeast Conference selection, where the conference Wagner plays in. Before that, he attended St. John's for 2 years as the 0-1 comes down low. He batted a .251 for them in 63 games played. He had 43 hits as well. Was an absolute beast for Wagner this season. Batting a .369 as he foul tips one back on the left side. 1-2. Two down. Each team with a hit. Yeager will come set. kick and serve the 1-2. Bounces to the glove of Johannes and goes behind. 2-2 count. A breaking ball of 82 miles per hour. So two down, bottom of the second. Two balls and two strikes. Jaeger shakes it off. Kicks and delivers the 2-2. Once again, down on the dirt for ball number three. So full count with two down. So Conniff has done well to fight back in the count and be disciplined up at the plate. Full count, two down. Jaeger comes set and serves the 3-2. Swinging a fly ball onto the left field side out of play. And that drops into the Rafters bullpen. So one strikeout for Jaeger so far as he struck out Brendan Bobo. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Jaeger, the full count pitch inside for ball number four and comes down low. Chris Conniff will take first, so that will put Conniff on first. And that's a second walk for Nick Jaeger. And as we return to the bottom of the order as Hogan Helixo, a rising junior out of Creighton in his first appearance from Omaha, Nebraska, has been a big part of the Creighton Blue Jays in their batting percentage, batting a .314 with 35 games started, 118 at-bats. He had 37 hits and 19 RBIs. Three of those came against St. Thomas back on April the 1st. So Hogan Helixo looking to start things off right. As Jaeger sets in as Helixo grounds a ball into the shortstop, Ross, and then throws it on a one-hop bounce into the glove of Cody Kelly at first. Excellent play from Grant Ross, a heads-up play, so that gets the third out as we head to the top of the third. Rafters still lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
So, top of the third, Will Johannes will step in out of Madison College. And Mwakanogo, Wisconsin. That is an interesting town name, to say the least. So from batting a 143 with three hits and an RBI, he's down on the count 0-1. Check swing comes across. And, well, the first base umpire, Chris Wirt, had a better look at it and said it was a ball 1-1. So one strikeout for Rosencrantz. On Will Johannes, the catcher. Rosencrantz will come set. He's got a 2-0 record as the 1-1 up and away for ball number two. 2-1. Breaking ball of 86 miles per hour. 2-1 count for Jacob Rosencrantz. Each team with a hit. The all-important two-run shot from Jack Gervich has a swing and a miss outside for strike two, 2-2. Now here at top three. So Johannes, Everson, and Kootway here in the bottom of the order are due up. The 2-2 swing and popped back out on the right side, out of play. Count stays at two apiece. So Johannes slotted in that catcher. One of two starting Chinooks from Madison College, him and Grant Ross. So the 2-2, swinging a drive into center field and heading back and reaching out to his left and making an excellent catch is Ty Johnson for one down. So that's what Johnson has been able to do. Just get it done when you need to. So this returns to Jared Everson from Minnesota. Another Golden Gopher from Holman, Wisconsin. Batting a 212, seven hits. He's got three RBIs as well. Been able to cross home plate three times as he swings and flies a ball into the left field side. That ball just goes on the foul line, left of the third base line. That looked like that was going to be fair for 95% of it and just pulled away. So fortunate for the Raptors to see that ball go out for foul. No balls and a strike. So Everson DHing, batting in the eight hole. One down, Rosencrantz comes set and serves the 0-1. Swing and a fly ball into the left fielder. This is well hit back towards the wall. That goes behind Brendan Bobo. Bounces before the warning track, and heading to second is Everson. So a double for Jared Everson, exactly what he needed. Behind Bobo, and unfortunate, he wasn't able to make the catch. So Everson heads to second. And now Adam Kootway batting in the nine hole is due up, the right fielder from Wisconsin Whitewater. No balls, no strikes. Rosencrantz comes set and serves. Up and away for a ball. So Everson at second. Adam Kootway batting a 176. Six hits, four RBIs. One ball, no strikes. With one down. At second is Everson. The 1-0, way inside, backing away and scooting back just in time was Kootway. 2-0 count. Rosencrantz down early. So that was his second hit from Jared Everson. Flying a ball that went behind Brendan Bobo right before the warning track. So he's at second. He's got a big lead off. The 2-0. Swinging a bouncer over to the third baseman, Taylor, and does not have time to flip it over to first. So an excellent play there from Adam Kootway. Just positioned it right before Taylor can get there. And by the time he grabbed the ball, Kootway was already at first. So runners on first and second with only one down, and we return to the top of the order. As Grant Ross, who got a base hit on the second pitch of the game. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Chinooks threatening here in the top of the third. The 2-0, swinging a bouncer that goes right to the second base gap into center field, and the bases are juiced here for the Chinooks. Grant Ross, second hit, back-to-back hits for him. So bases loaded, and Rosencrantz has some work to do. So Drew Townsend, the left fielder, who popped out on his last at-bat to Gervich at first. Raptors need one of the famous double plays. They've been out hit here early, 3-1. And the Chinooks on the verge of getting their first run. Bases loaded. Coming set is Rosencrantz. On the left-hander, Drew Townsend. First pitch on the way and finds his own for a strike, 0-1. One down. No balls, a strike. So the leadoff from Ross at first, Kootway at second, and Jared Everson, the Minnesota product, stands at third. The 0-1 from Rosencrantz way on the outside edge, and Holigzo had to make sure he was on top of that because, sure enough, he had to reach out to his left and extend that arm. So if that ball went behind him, sure enough, Everson was coming home. 1-1 count with one down. One ball, one strike, one out. Coming set and serving. Foul tipped on the top of the bat. Back at the back track, 1-2. So only one strikeout for Rosencrantz, where he struck out Owusu Asedu. 1-2. Bases juiced here, top of the third. Chinook's threatening the 1-2. Upstairs and out of the zone for a ball, 2-2 now. So Drew Townsend from Kansas City, Missouri. Playing for Missouri State. The 2-2 outside for strike number three. And Rosencrantz finds the corner and sends Townsend down looking. That's the second strikeout for Jacob Rosencrantz and the second out of this inning. The Raptors need one more, though, as Avery Owusu-Asedu is due up. So slotted in at center field today, who struck out looking in his last at-bat. Stands tall, the right-hander. As he swings and drives a ball into the left field side, coming home is Everson. Kootway rounds third. And so two-run scorer for the Chinooks. And a two-run RBI for Avery Owusu-Asedu. Game is all slotted at two apiece here at top of the third. Chinooks have five hits. Rosencrantz struggling here. So Cody Kelly's due up. A two RBI for Avery Owusu-Asedu. Perfectly placed hit. Raptors in trouble. Owusu-Asedu at second. And Ross at third. No balls, a strike here. As Cody Kelly, who flew out on his last at bat, is due up. Chinooks have responded well, as they are on the verge of taking the lead here in the top of the third. The 0-1 up and away for a ball, 1-1. 5-1 in favor of the Chinooks on the hitting. They've committed an error, but that has not slowed them down on the offensive side. Rosencrantz comes set. Kicks and serves the 1-1 outside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Two outs. Two runners in scoring position for the Chinooks. The 2-1 comes from Rosencrantz. Swinging a line drive right into the glove of Chris Conniff for the third out. But not before the Chinooks get two runs, and they tie this up at two apiece as we head to the home half of the inning in the bottom of the third. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So we return to the top of the order here in the bottom of the third. 2-2 game as the Chinooks have responded nicely. Two runs off of Avery Owusu-Asedu hitting a two-run RBI into left field. So bottom of the third, and we turn to the top of the order. Ty Johnson, who got on base off of an error as he swings and pops the ball up into shallow left center and heading back towards it, making the catches, the left fielder Drew Townsend. The shortstop Ross was backpedaling. Townsend was heading towards it, and he had the better angle. So one down, and Jack Basir, who grounded out on his last at-bat, is due up. So Basir before today batting a 302. The Pepperdine product checks on the outside and fully comes across for a strike, 0-1. So after starting things off of Jack Karuvich, a 2-1 shot in the bottom of the first. Chinooks responded top of the third as the ball bounces down on the right side for a ball 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out. The 1-1 swinging a ball popped back out on the right side. 1-2. One ball, two strikes with one down. Chinooks have out-hit the Raptors 5-1. The 1-2, swinging a ball pulled left side in foul territory. One and two with one down. Jaeger shakes it off, comes set, kicks, winds, and delivers the 1-2. Popped back out right side. And once again, in foul territory. Count remains at 1-2. Basir, who grounded out on his last at bat. The 1-2, swinging a miss on the outside. Dropping the third strike was Johannes and throws it over to first to Kelly for one down. So he dropped the third strike, which allowed Basir the go-ahead towards first, but grounding out, Johannes made the throw. So Brendan Bobo is due up. And still getting plenty of applause from the Witterfield fans, and rightfully so. He's not had his best start, though. He's 0-9, struck out swinging on his last at-bat. So can Brandon Bobo get his first hit as that ball thrown on the outside, 1-0. Bobo ahead in the count. 1-0, Jaeger throws across as Bobo swings and drives one into the right fielder. Reaching out and making the grab is Kootway for the third out. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Chinooks as we head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Wapaw Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So top of the fourth inning, Logan Schofer will step in on the mound. Jacob Rosencrantz's day is done. And Schofer, a guy that's only appeared in one game, but this is his second summer for the Rafters. Last season, he had 13 games played, won a 7-1 record, 39 innings pitched, allowing 32 hits and 15 runs, but 41 strikeouts on a 3.46 ERA. So far this season, he's only had one game appeared in where he appeared in three innings pitched against Wausau. He's allowed two hits, walked a batter, and he's also had six strikeouts, so a decent start for him. Looking to continue that here today. The rising junior out of Ball State and just down the road from Plover, Wisconsin. So a local product and a fan favorite on Brady Council, who will step in. So Rafters got off on the front foot, a 2-run shot from Jack Gervich in the bottom of the first. Schnooks answered in the top of the third with two runs of their own off of Avery Owusu-Asedu, a 2-run RBI, and dropped into left field and sent two Chinooks home. So a 2-2 game. Logan Schofer will come set wearing the number 3 Rafter jersey as he finds upstairs, but it is a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Logan Schofer sets and delivers the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball. This is well hit. Back towards the wall. This one's gone into left center field. Brady Council hits a solo shot, and the Chinooks take a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fourth. Council right on time. And Schofer's going to have to shake that off. His second pitch, Council, comes true. So a 3-2 game for the Chinooks. They lead. Have come three runs unanswered. So a solo shot from Council. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 count. Coming set, kicking, and serving is Schofer. Swing and a miss inside as Overbeek went after it. 1-1. So three unanswered runs for the Chinooks. They lead now. They about hit the Rafters 6-1 as well. So down 3-2. The 1-1 from Schofer. Swing and a miss upstairs once again. 1-2 count. Logan Schofer ahead now. He appeared in 22 games with Ball State. He had a 3-2 record. 48 2/3 innings pitched, allowing 45 hits. As he throws downstairs for a ball, 2-2. So Josh Overbeek, the Cisco Junior College product, who lined out on his last at-bat, sees a 2-2 count. The 2-2 up and away for ball number 3. So 3-2. Count. Kicking and serving is the 3-2. Popped back out on the left side. So the count runs full once again. Raptors have been out hit 6-1. The only hit came from a two-run shot from Jack Gervich. They have not gotten the bats going since then. As the full count from Schulfer, swing and a miss inside for strike number three. So one down. That's a way to respond if you're Logan Schulfer, giving up a home run, following it up with a strikeout. So Will Johannes is due up. The catcher wearing number 43, who flew out on his last at bat. One down, top of the fourth. Chinooks lead 3-2. Schulfer delivers the first pitch. That ball's popped into the first baseman of Jack Gervich. Makes an easy grab for two down. So the DH will step in. Jared Everson, who got to a double on his last at bat, which eventually he was able to get home. Heyman Kootway got home off of a two-run RBI from Owusu Asedu. First pitch on the way is a strike, 0-1. So DHing today, and another Golden Gopher in the lineup. The 0-1 inside, and that hits the right leg of Helixo for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two down, and Schulfer will set, kick, and serve the 1-1. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to the second baseman, Conniff. The flip over to first is on time. So the Raptors give up a solo shot from Brady Council. They trail now 3-2 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth we go as Jack Gervich will step in, and a two-run RBI, a two-home run shot. So a two-run shot to left center field on his last at-bat. And he's looking to get going once again as he bunts and pops one out on the left side. And that goes out in foul play. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 swings and grounds a ball on the right field line, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, Gervich. Down in the count early. Two-run shot. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Right down low. And Gervich frustrated on that. He knew he shouldn't have swung. So three straight strikes and one down. So this brings up Garrett Broussard. So Broussard is due up. So Gervich struck out swinging. And Broussard is due up. First pitch out downstairs for a ball. So Broussard 0 for 1 today. One ball, no strikes with one out. Jaeger comes in, and Broussard pops the ball out. Back right side. 1-1. A ball, a strike with one out. Rafter's only hit came from a two-run shot from Gervich as the 1-1, a curveball up and away, 2-1. Two balls, a strike with one out. The 2-1 up and away for ball number three. So Broussard ahead in the count here in bottom of the fourth. Rafter's trail 3-2. They led 2-0. In the first inning, Canucks got two back in the third. And then top of the fourth, they got a run of their own. As ball number four comes outside of the zone. So Garrett Broussard will take first, and that puts a runner on for the Rafters. And Shane Taylor, who walked on his last at-bat, is due up. So Taylor out of Utah Tech batting a 324. He's got a home run of his own. First pitch from Jaeger, inside and away for a ball 1-0. Broussard stands at first. A 1-0 count with one out. Setting and serving is Jaeger. The 1-0 as he tips one back into the glove of Johannes for a strike. 1-1. Rafters need hits because they've only had one. Bats have been slow this game, no doubt about it, as the 1-1 comes in from Jaeger. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Just on the left edge, nearly inside of the zone. Did not find its way in. So 2-1 count with one out. Serving the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Up inside of the zone. Taylor went after it. Got caught swinging. 2-2. With one down, Broussard stands at first. Third baseman, Shane Taylor, who was walked on his last at bat, faces a 2-2 count. The 2-2, swinging a fly ball into left field, out in foul territory. Going near the concession stands. On the outside, 2-2 count. So three strikeouts for Nick Jaeger, looking to make it four. Rafters trail 3-2, one down as a 2-2. Swing and a line drive that hits the right leg of Jaeger. The throw over to first is on time, but a little shaken up. That bounces off of his right leg, picks it up, and delivers it over to first. So Shane Taylor grounds out as Jaeger walking that off. Boy, that's going to be a stinger. So Nick Jaeger. Off his left ankle. Wow, that hurts. Advancing to second was Broussard. But a short line drive that went right into the ankle of Jaeger, having to walk that one off because that hurts. So Jaeger getting back on the mound, the infield checking to see if he's okay. Now he's going to have some warm-up pitches because that looked like that really hurt, and no doubt about it. Taylor lined a short line drive right into the ankle, and it bounced off his ankle, immediately got up and flipped it over to first. What an effort by him to make the play at first. So Taylor grounds out, and Logan Hugo is due up. So Jaeger warming up now. Hugo will step in. Broussard at second.
Now batting the right fielder, number 17, Logan.
Two down. Hugo will come set, wearing that white left ankle brace. So Broussard, the leadoff at second. Two down here, bottom of the fourth. Jaeger serves Swing and a fly ball into the right fielder of Cootway. Reaches out to his left and makes an easy grab for the third out. So we head to the top of the fifth inning. The Chinooks still lead 3-2. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Be sure to download the North. So, the top of the fifth, we go as the Rafters trail 3-2 after they took an early 2-0 lead, but the Chinooks have fought back and, well, they have responded nicely, getting three unanswered runs, a solo shot from Brady Council in the last inning in the top of the fourth. So looking to continue that is Lakeshore. Rafters going to need to be better on the defensive side of the ball. They've given up six hits and three runs. So Logan Schulfer warming up now. And on his second pitch of his day, he gave up that solo shot to Council to left field. So he's going to have to shake that off. And he responded nicely, though. After that, he got a strikeout. And then Johannes popped out, and Everson grounded out. So this brings out the nine-hole batter, Adam Cootway. Was able to get on base after an error from Shane Taylor at third. No balls, no strikes on the inside as first pitch on the way outside for ball 1-0. So Cootway out of the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Day Pair, Wisconsin, as he swings and misses. Outside for a strike, 1-1. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. So 1-1 count. Kicking and serving the 1-1 on the inside. Goes through the glove of Haligso. Back at the backtrack for a ball, 2-1. Two balls of strikes, and the check swing outside. And did he fully come across? He did. Home plate umpire Gary Glover had the best look. 2-2. 2-2 count. Schulfer digs in. Kicks and serves the 2-2. Swinging a bouncer over to Taylor at third. The throw across the diamond right to Gurvich on time for the first out. So Taylor, no mistake that time, as we return to the top of the order, and a guy that's having an excellent day on the offensive side of the things, Grant Ross, the shortstop. He's 2-for-2 today with two base hits. So Ross, three hits on five at-bats, batting is .600. As first pitch down low, but comes in for a strike. As staying ahead in the count is Logan Schulfer. No balls a strike with one down. Schulfer sets and serves outside and can't find the right edge of the zone for a ball. 1-1 count. Rafters have been out hit 6-1. Schulfer sets and serves the 1-1, fouled on the top side of the bat for Ross out on the right side. 1-2. One down, top of the fifth. Rafters just need to keep playing well defensively because right now they haven't. They've given up six hits as Schulfer delivers in, loses his hat while doing so, and a ball comes in. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 up and away for ball number three. So full count with one down. Schulfer sets and serves the payoff. Outside edge for ball number four. Comes in on the right corner. Can't find the top edge of the zone. So taking first is Ross. He's gotten on base every time he's been at bat today. And this brings up Drew Townsend, who's 0 for 2. Popped out, struck out looking. With one down, Townsend looking to make his mark on this game. The leadoff at first from Ross. Schulfer delivers inside for a ball 1-0. So from Missouri State, Kansas City products on the Missouri side. As the 1-0, once again, out and away for a ball, 2-0. One down, 2-0 count, and Grant Ross leads at first. The 2-0 from Schulfer. Way inside, backing away is Townsend for ball number three. So Haligzo, the catcher, going to have a word with Schulfer. 3-0 count, and Grant Ross at first. So Haligzo having a word, pats Schulfer on the back. Calm down a little and just has to regather himself, regroup. Left fielder ahead in the count, 3-0. Schulfer on the verge of giving up another ball, which would put two runners on. He's going to have to start throwing strikes. The 3-0 comes up and away for ball number four. So Townsend will take first. Grant Ross will take second. And with only one down, two runners on for the Chinooks with Avery Owusu-Asedu, who had a two-run RBI in his last at-bat. He's dangerous. Was able to get a double as well, so an RBI double. One down. The center fielder and finding the strike zone is Schulfer, 0-1. No balls, a strike with one out. Setting and serving is Schulfer. Pops it out on the right side. Is Owusu-Asedu for two strikes. So Townsend on first, Ross on second, and Logan Schulfer ahead in the count, 0-2. Rafters trail 3-2, top of the fifth. They've been out hit 6-1. And once again, the Chinooks two runners on with one down. Schulfer delivers the 0-2. Swing and a fly ball into the right fielder. That drops right into the glove of Hugo. And deciding not to tag up was Grant Ross. So two down, Hugo gets the put out. So Cody Kelly is due up, who flew out and lined out. He's 0 for 2 today. So the Missouri State product from St. Michael, Minnesota. 10 hits. Three RBIs, and he's got four runs. So the left-hander wearing number 44 for Lakeshore. Two down, one away here, top of the fifth for the Rafters. Coming set and serving down low for a ball, 1-0. Looks like it's going to be a strike. No balls, a strike. With two outs. Schulfer sets and serves and finds the zone. 0-2. Two down. Townsend at first. Ross at second. Two outs. No balls and two strikes. Schulfer, the glance over at second. Comes set and serves. Out and away for a ball. 1-2. Logan Schulfer has not had a strikeout this inning. The 1-2 home. Swing and a miss for strike three. And out number three. Schulfer needed that for his confidence. So the Raptors still trail 3-2 as we head to the home after the inning in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, we go. As Conniff, Haligso, and Johnson are due up, Chris Conniff will lead things off. Who got walked on his last at bat. Yeager will come in and fire on the outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Chris Conniff batting a 3-0-2 as Yeager can't find the zone once again, 2-0. The 2-0 home paints the left edge of the zone for a strike, 2-1. Fastball came in at 88 miles per hour. So 2-1 count. Serving is Yeager. And downstairs on an ankle-high fastball, but just outside of the zone for three balls and a strike. Yeager, the 3-1 serve for ball number four. So back-to-back walks for Chris Conniff. He'll take first and start things off with a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fifth. So Hogan Haligso, who grounded out on his last at-bat, is due up. So the Creighton Blue Jay, Haligso, three Creighton Blue Jays on the rafters, Haligso, Sailors, and Vitoch. So making his first appearance as he sees ball outside and low, 1-0. Hogan Haligso, the third catcher to arrive for the Raptors as the 1-0 down low and sliding back to Conniff in time. The throw from Johannes, the catcher, at first. So Haligso batting a .314 for Creighton this season. He had 221 putouts. That catcher with 15 assists. He had a season-high 13 against Villanova. Down low, Jaeger for ball number three, and Johanna's going to have a word with his pitcher. This pitcher is way down in the count with Conniff on first. So Haligzo was unbelievable offensively and defensively at Elkhorn South High School. He was ranked the number one catcher in Nebraska and the top 10 player overall in the state by Perfect Game. So a guy that had all the accolades coming out of Elkhorn South High School. Made an impact for Creighton. Still waiting to make his impact here in Wisconsin Rapids. Three balls, no strikes. Conniff the leadoff at first. The set to serve from Jaeger. And finding outside for ball number four. So back-to-back walks for the Raptors. Haligzo will take first. Conniff will move over to second. And this returns to the top of the order with the center fielder, Ty Johnson, who flew out on his last at-bat, is due up. So nobody down for the Raptors. Bottom of the fifth. And two runners on. Haligzo, a big leadoff at first. First pitch from Jaeger. And the bunt attempt goes on the left side out in foul territory, just away of the third baseline. But Haligzo was ready to run, and so was Conniff. Nobody down. In this case, the bunt has to just be to advance the runners. That's certainly what seems like Ty Johnson is looking to do. 0-1 count. Nick Jaeger will come set. Looks at second. The 0-1 home. The bunt right on the third baseline. That stays fair. Advancing the runners to put out. It goes way over the top. Overbeek can't throw it over to Kelly. Getting home is Conniff. Rounding third. Heading for home is Haligzo. The play at the plate. Johannes, does he tag him in time? Does. What a throw. From the second baseman, Brady Council. Haligzo gets tagged out at home. But Conniff gets home, and this game's at three apiece. And Ty Johnson on a bunt attempt. The throw from Kelly, the throw from Overbeek over to Kelly was way over his head. And the Raptors only with one down, and Jack Passier's due up. First pitch, he swings and drives one into left center field. Getting home is Ty Johnson, and the Raptors back in front 4-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Much needed. Jack Passier, an RBI. Second hit of the game for him. So Brendan Bobo is due up. Perhaps his time could come true now. Oh for 10. Looking to make his mark. A slow start. Jaeger will come set. Serves the first pitch on the outside edge for a ball 1-0. Much needed for the Raptors. As Jack Passier, how about it? Perfect hit right over the shortstop, Grant Ross. The 1-0. Swing and foul tipped off the left foot of Bobo. A 1-1 count. The 1-1 down in the dirt, and thinking about getting to second was Basir. The throw from Johannes at first, and Basir just gets back in time. 2-1. The 2-1, swing and a grounder over to Council at second, flips it over at first to Ross, the throwback to first to Bobo, and he gets him out. Excellent double play from the Chinooks infield. They needed that, a 4-5-3 double play, and it came at the hands for Council to Ross to Kelly. So the Raptors get two runs in the bottom of the fifth as they lead 4-3 as we head to the top of the sixth inning on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer is the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin.